Maria, I'd like to ask you some questions about the earlier interviews that we did.
Okay.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you was what you wore when you did the work on the farm that your father had.
I wore coveralls and tennis shoes.
I was wondering, because we had talked before about the fact that he didn't like you not wearing dresses.
But for work, it was fine.
It was fine for work.
Some other bloomers.
Okay, I was curious. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't you said that it wasn't a big deal then when you had to wear pants to work at Douglas.
Yes, So to work I did.
When you were growing up, did you have special girlfriends that you spent time with?
Not really, because we lived in the farm and we only had one friend, and then she moved away. We didn't have anybody. It was just a family, you know. Mm-hmm. It was 7 of us in our house and 12 in the other house.
That's your uncle's house?
Yes, And we were miles away from nowhere.
In the plant, when you were working at Douglas during the war, were there lesbians that worked around you?
I remember that there was 2 girls. I never did get to see them, but some of the girls would be talking in the area that they were kissing up there they were working in the tool crib, you know, distributing tools. But I never did see him. But one time I saw the girl, but that's all. I never saw her do anything wrong.
I'd like to ask you about your children now.
Uh-huh.
And if you could tell me what kinds of things you did with your daughters as they were growing up.
Not very much, because I was working swing shift. And they would go to school in the morning, and I'd be gone when they came. Really, my mother was the one who took care of them all the time until 51, when she passed away.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to do things together as a family much?
No, not very much, because I was always confined to the job. I couldn't go no place. And we used to work Saturdays and overtime during the weekend, so then on Sunday, that's the only day I had to do the rest of the stuff for the week, you know, buy groceries and wash the clothes and everything.
How was your life different for you when you were married and when you weren't married?
It was better when I wasn't married, because this way I didn't have to put up with him when I came home from work, arguing about this and that, and it wasn't any too pleasant.
How did you feel about living alone?
I feel all right. I feel happy. Because I feel that if I didn't find anybody that was going to be helping me in any way, I might as well just be by myself. Don't you feel that way?
Oh, yes.
You do?
Very much so.
Have you ever been interested in politics very much?
No, not really, but I do. When it's time for elections, I get myself busy with wanting to know the difference between the 2 parties and who we're going to vote for.
So you always vote?
Yes, I always have vote. Uh-huh. Since I became 21, I did. I've never missed one.
Have you ever thought about joining clubs or that kind of thing at all?
Now, you mean? No, not really. I keep myself busy doing crochet or sewing or something here at home.
I think you said that you retired from Douglas in 1973?
No, 1976.
76.
January of 76.
What? How did you feel about retiring?
I didn't really want to, but, you know, your age is 62, and they asked me if I would want to retire or keep on working till 65. But now look, now they raise it up to 68, didn't they? They raised it to 68 instead of 65.
But you didn't want to retire?
I didn't really want it to. But I thought, well, I guess I'd better. A lot of my friends have retired now.
Mm-hmm. How was it for you then to have to do that and you didn't really want to?
Well, I didn't give it a thought afterwards after I got out.
How did that make your life different?
Well,
you had more time.
Yes,
for sure.
I have more time, but I still, like now that I'm working, I always want to have something to do because I'm used to getting up early in the morning and all that, you know. And I missed my job over there, so I guess maybe that's why. I missed it, you know.
Did you keep in contact with friends that you've made at Douglas?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. There's some that lives here close to me, and I visit with them, or they visit with me, or we call each other. Yeah, there's a lot of friends I have.
When did you get the job that you have now?
In September, when school started.
Just this past September?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. September the 8th, it was the 8th.
Will you tell me about the job? I don't think we talked about it on tape.
You mean the one that I have now? It's just in the school, taking care of preschool children for the working mothers. I help with the... I open the place up and get the kids, you know, and keep them until 8:30 when the teachers come in. And then I help do other chores. And then when they get them out on recess, I have to go out and sit with them outside so they wouldn't, you know, how they get into each other's hair fighting. Pulling their hair and all that. We have to get after them. They're little ones, you know, from 2.5 to 4.
Is this the first job that you've had since you retired?
No, I had another one from 78 to April of 79. Doing these blinds, working in Cerritos.
Doing Venetian blinds?
Venetian blinds and drapery, the woven woods. You know what the woven woods are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some in my living room, but... Mm-hmm.
What was your job there?
Well, each one had to complete a whole, you know, start from the top, and we completed and sew them and put them together, put all the attachments on, the wands, and
mm-hmm.
finish them up. We, at first they told us to make 20 and then 25, and they kept us, as we went on, continue working, we would get faster doing them. Up to the last, I started making about 35, and then got all the way to 50.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, I wanted to quit. They wanted me to do 50 every day.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to change me to another job on second shift. I didn't want to go back on second. I had enough of that. Well, it was over a year I worked there.
Was it a large place?
Yes, it's still going on strong over there in Cerritos. Yeah. They make beautiful drapery and Venetians and woven woods.
How do you feel about the women's movement today?
The women's movement? You mean the liberation of... Well, I never gave it.
Liberation.
I never gave it a thought. Maybe because I'm liberated myself already.
I think girls are growing up very different now than they did when you grew up.
Uh-huh.
How do you see that difference?
Well, they have more ways to get around than we did at our time, and everything's easier for them.
What do you think about that?
Well, their parents don't seem to worry about what happened to them.
Do you, how do you feel about abortion?
I never did like that. It's a life that they're destroying, just the same as murder, isn't it? That's how I feel about it.
Do you know about the Equal Rights Amendment?
No, I don't.
It's a constitutional amendment that is trying to be passed.
Uh-huh.
That says that women have equal rights, the same rights that men have.
Oh, the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because in the Constitution, only men are covered by the Constitution and women are not.
Yeah.
And so it's a law that people are trying to get passed. And I just wondered if you knew about it and what you thought about it.
No. Well, I've heard about it, but I never really thought. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that?
Can you tell me what the happiest time of your life was?
Oh God, I don't know. You mean when I travel?
Anything.
Oh, well, when I retired, I traveled in Europe, and I went all over the place.
Oh,
sure
we didn't
did.
Talk about that.
Yes, I sure did. But after I retired, I went to Europe.
Did you go by yourself? Or
I went on a tour with people that I went with. I didn't know them, but how they pair you? They gave me a lady from Sun Valley, someplace. And we had a wonderful time. We went about 7, 8, 9 countries. Went to the Holy Land too. France, Italy, Spain.
And you liked that trip a lot?
Huh?
You liked the trip?
Yeah, I sure did. Uh-huh. I enjoyed it very much. I seem to like Greece a lot. It's a lot different than the others. The women wear women's clothes. Right away they knew we were coming in from America, everybody was pants. Mm-hmm.
What about unhappy times for you? What was the most unhappy time?
When my mother passed away and, and my dad about 10 years later. Mm-hmm. That's about it. My two brothers passed away too.
What was menopause like for you?
Well, I started at 43, 44 years, and then I ended up and finished up in 48. 48. Then I quit for about 7 years, and I started in again. So then the doctor decided to give me a hysterectomy because he said he wasn't supposed to be doing that. So they did give a hysterectomy.
Did you have any physical discomfort?
No, once in a while I used to get depressed a little bit, not much. Maybe because I kept busy working all the time, and so it was all right. Once in a while I would get a couple of hot flashes. That's all.
What was your hysterectomy like? How was that for you recovering?
Okay, I recovered real good in about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm.
How about your health in general?
It's been very good, very good health.
Mm-hmm. You haven't had any special kinds of problems?
No, never have.
What do you think about when you think about the future?
Well, really, there's not much future around here anymore, is there?
Uh,
know. I don't give it a thought very much.
Mm. If you were raising your daughters today instead of when you raised them, mm-hmm. are there things that you would do differently with them?
I sure wouldn't let them be out on the street like those girls from now, you know, how they go and come back whenever they feel like it.
You didn't let them do that then?
No, I sure didn't.
Are there things that you did with them that you maybe wouldn't do now, or things that you didn't do that maybe you would?
Maybe I would have, you know, I never let them go to the beach, like they never let me go to the beach. I didn't do the same thing. I did the same thing with them. Once in a while they would sneak away. And one of them wanted to always be riding a motorcycle. I always got a hold of her and didn't let her do it. But once in a while she would, after she come back from the trip, she would tell me, I went on a motorcycle. I would be so mad at her. I always thought they would get killed, you know, in a motorcycle.
Were you a strict mother?
Not really, lenient a little bit. My dad was the one that was strict with us.
I'd like to know how you felt like being a single parent for so many years.
Well, I had all the responsibility of the kids. Everything that came up, getting sick and whatever, I was the one that had to be with them all the time.
How was that for you?
It was hard. It was hard to do that all the time, all by yourself.
Are there things about your life that you, if you had it to do over, that you would do differently?
Maybe I would never get married. Oh God, wouldn't it be terrible? I wouldn't have had the kids then. And you know, I guess everything comes to the best somehow.
tell me, how you spend your time now. Your free time. You work part-time.
Oh, yeah, part-time. When I come home, I clean house, wash dishes if I have to, and then fix for something to eat, and then I watch TV for about a couple of hours or so. I do all my clothes and so for the kids, yet dresses. But lately, the doctor don't want me to be sewing too much.
Why not?
Because I complain of my back aches. I think it's from sitting there watching the needle all the time. Yeah, because I have sewed all my life.
Mm-hmm. What about friends? What kind of social things do you do?
I don't go out with friends or nothing. That Leonard that comes over here, once in a while we go to the mountains or to the lake or someplace, or San Diego. But not very often, maybe 3 or 4 months. He's retired too, but he's always working. He has a shop in the back of the house, and he works and refinishes furniture for people, and he's always busy. So I don't even want him around. I don't. Well, he's going to kill me if he ever reads that book.
He thinks you like him around.
Yeah, he sure does. But he's very handy. Anything I want to finish, get something done that needs to be fixed, he'll do it for me. Oh, that's going to be in the book.
You don't have to show it to him.
No.
Do you read much?
No. Yes, I read the newspaper. Go to church in the evening with my friend over here, Hazel. Mm-hmm. Go to church, 5 o'clock mass.
Mass.
Uh-huh.
Are you involved in church activities other than going to
mass? No, I have to go to church. Most of the time we go on Saturday, so we don't have to go on Sunday. That takes the place of Sunday.
So I'd like to ask you if you could describe in your own words what the experience of working at Douglas during World War II meant in terms of your life, how it affected your life, what changed it or didn't change it. What would you say?
Well, it didn't change, only that I didn't have any time off but one Sunday a month. You know, during the war, that's how it was, compulsory. Mm-hmm. We had to work every day, 7 days, 7 days a week, one Sunday off.
You said, I think in the last interview, that being able to work at Douglas after the war was like it was a security.
Yes, a security, uh-huh. Because I never did like that idea about quitting a job and looking for another job. I always stayed do the same job all the time.
Do you have grandchildren?
Yes, I
have.
They
talked about your grandchildren.
Yes, I have. I sure have. I have, let's see. Not really 21. One boy has 6, and the other girl has 6, that's 12, and then Chris has 3. 15, and Madeline has 3, it's 18.
18 grandchildren. Do you see them much?
The ones that live here, yes. Then I had a grandson living here with me for 2 years, and he moved out. I used to get after him for coming in late. We had friends in Long Beach. I said, I want to move. I want to move. He said, I got away from the folks because they get after me, and now it's you. I said, okay, you can go. He comes visit with me. And those are the 3 that I used to see more on my vacation. I used to go to Texas all the time. We used to go to Louisiana and different places. They used to take the vacation when I did. Mm-hmm. I used to get a month vacation from Douglas after 15 years. You get a month. The first 15 years, you get 2 weeks every year.
So you go visit your daughter in Texas?
Yeah, uh-huh. They used to take their vacation with me, uh-huh.
They were just here, weren't they?
Yeah, they were here, uh-huh. We went to Vegas and stayed about 3 days. We went to Arizona, Grand Canyon, and Lake Mead. You know Lake Mead. Uh-huh. She had to go back and about 12 days. Mm-hmm. She had 3 weeks, but she had to leave. They were going to go on the bus, mm-hmm. sightseeing, you know.
How are holidays spent now that the children are grown? Do you all get together on holidays? And
sometimes we do, uh-huh. Like Easter we all get together at Diamond Bar with my son. We all have dinner and hide eggs for the kids and the grandkids. Let me show you my little, the youngest
tool that I have. Maria, are there things that we haven't talked about, things that I haven't asked you that you want to talk about?
No, I guess we've gone through all what we wanted to talk about, I guess. Do you think that it'll be there? I don't know, what else?
Yeah, I think it's good. I just thought maybe there were things that I had left out.
No, I guess we have covered everything now.
Okay, thank